Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning I want to look at another aspect of truth. This week we've been looking at the question Pilate asked Jesus in the judgment hall, what is truth? And we've looked at about loving the truth and many different aspects of truth that we have looked at. We've come to the knowledge of the truth and we believe the truth. And so this morning, I want to look at another aspect of truth in Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 14. It says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. See, there's many people who are tossed to and fro by teachers who are able to cunningly and with craftiness take the word of God and twist it and turn it, as the Apostle Peter even says that many take and twist the scriptures to their own destruction. And so the Apostle Paul is writing here, he says, but speaking the truth in love. You know, when we teach the word of God, there's a responsibility on us that we don't use the word of God for our own benefit to justify our lives, you know, with cunning craftiness. It says, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So it's very important that we speak the truth in love. And sometimes, you know, and sometimes people have the wrong concept of what speaking the truth in love really is. And I want to look at an example that Jesus uses in Luke chapter 18. And I'm just going to read it here. Luke 18, starting in verse 18. And it says, a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, and he, the rich ruler, said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. In another passage, it says that Jesus loved him, and then he told him these things. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And so Jesus loved him, but yet he spoke the truth in love. He did not go around the bushes here. You know, here is a young ruler who came running to him, the Bible says, and he says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You know, we would look at Jesus and say, well, you missed a chance. Here's someone who's serious. He wants eternal life. But Jesus loved him. He spoke the truth in love, and he said some hard things to him because he saw that this man was not true. He was able to see into his heart. And we have another example of the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Peter is preaching here on the day of Pentecost, and he says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. So Peter here, he's preaching to the rulers and the men of Israel, and he says, you have taken. And so he spoke the truth in love. He didn't use cunning craftiness of words to try to, let them free and make them feel good, but he laid conviction on them. He says, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified him. And so he spoke the truth in love. And then we turn over to Acts chapter 7. We have example of another man, Stephen. He's preaching here before the rulers of the synagogue and the rulers of Israel there. And he spoke this whole, preached this whole message, this whole chapter to them. And he gets down to verse 50. He says, hath not my hand made all these things? Then he says, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by disposition of angels and have not kept it. And so, he just, he lays the truth upon them. He calls them, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Then he says, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers do, so do ye. He was speaking the truth in love. He laid the responsibility of their sin upon them. And then he says, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which show before the coming of the just one? And then he says, of whom ye now have been now the betrayers and murderers. He lays it on him. Now you have murdered Jesus Christ. You have been his betrayer. And so he spoke the truth in love. And then we have another example in Matthew chapter 23, where Jesus himself just speaks all the woes upon the scribes and Pharisees, just woe after woe. And then you get down to verse 33, he says, ye serpents, ye generations of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? And so he's speaking the truth in love. And we're looking at the aspect of speaking the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 again, it says, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. A lot of Christians are tossed to and fro because of this very aspect here of that the truth is not spoken to them in love. Sometimes the Christians really need to hear hard things, and they're carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. They're looking to men. What can man give me? Instead of looking to Jesus Christ, who is the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth and the way and the life. And so we need to look into his word. Sometimes, as we look into his word and we look around us, oh, this doesn't match up with what everybody else is doing or saying. But the truth of it is, the truth of God's word is going to stand throughout eternity. By God, the truth of God's word is going to judge us on the day of judgment, and it's going to stand throughout eternity. And so, let us stand on truth and speak the truth in love. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you're inspired by the truth. God bless you.